the vain attempt to reach out at Americans in spite of our illiteracy. Four entire pages. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Iran sending DMs. So it's a crazy modern world, you know? You wouldn't have gotten this back 50 years ago. You can just post shit on Twitter now. The Taliban has Twitter accounts. To the people of the United States of America, and to all those who, amid a flood of distortions and manufactured narratives, continue to seek the truth and aspire to a better life, Iran, by this very name, character, and identity, is one of the oldest continuous civilizations in human history. That's true. Despite its historical and geographic advantages at various times, Iran has never, in its modern history, chosen the path of aggression, expansion, colonialism, or domination. That's, by and large, true, like, relatively speaking, yeah, I guess. It's not strictly speaking true, but I guess if you're talking to America, you can say this and it's fine. You know what I mean? It's like you can say, I don't really drink when you're talking to an alcoholic, even if you have a glass now and again. Even after enduring occupation, invasion, and sustained pressure from global powers, and despite possessing military superiority over many of its neighbors, Iran has never initiated a war. I'm trying to think. I mean, modern Iran. I think one time they, like, invaded Greece at the Siege of Thermopylae or something. I watched a movie about it. I don't know what it's called. Yet it has resolutely and bravely repelled those who have attacked it. The Iranian people harbor no enmity towards other nations, including the people of America, Europe, or neighboring countries. Even in the face of repeated foreign interventions and pressures throughout their proud history, Iranians have consistently drawn a clear distinction between governments and the peoples they govern. This is a deeply rooted principle in Iranian culture and collective consciousness, not a temporary political stance. That is... by and large true, I think, yeah. I think that at least for as long as we've been doing polling, for the most part, the Iranian people have been relatively consistent with this. Like, you know, they hate the American government, but it's not so much a broader rejection of the American people. Obviously, there are, like, Iranian racists and stuff, but I think that for the most part, this is true. They don't really engage in campaigns of, like, essentialist hate in the same way that we have. Well, there are a lot of anti-Semites in Iran, you know, due to some environmental factors. There's been a little bit of opposition in the region. I'm giving this like a solid, like, mostly true, I think. A solid mostly true. For this reason, portraying Iran as a threat is neither consistent with historical reality nor with present-day observable facts. That is 100% true. For the United States, they're just not a threat to us in any way. Such a perception is the product of political and economic whims of the powerful, the need to manufacture an enemy in order to justify pressure, maintain military dominance, sustain the arms industry, and control strategic markets. In such an environment, if a threat does not exist, it is invented. Factually true, inarguable. Also, by the way, what leftists have been saying for decades and no one listens to us, people have continued to pretend that our dalliances in the Middle East, even if ill-intended and poorly thought out, were still the product of, like, the individual idiosyncrasies of people like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, rather than part of a protracted, centuries-long process of extraction of the Middle East and the developing world in general. Yeah. With this same framework, the U.S. has concentrated the largest number of its forces, bases, and military capabilities around Iran, a country that, at least since the founding of the United States, has never initiated a war. Recent American aggressions launched from these very bases have demonstrated how threatening such a military presence truly is. Naturally, no country confronted with such conditions would forgo strengthening its defensive capabilities. What Iran has done and continues to do is a measured response grounded in legitimate self-defense and by no means in initiation of war or aggression. That is true. Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue that, I think. Argue against that, I mean. Relations between Iran and the U.S. were not originally hostile, and early interactions between the Iranian and American people were not marred with hostility or coup d'etat. An illegal American 1953 tension. I think there's an issue with the translation here. The fonts changed. I don't know why. The turning point, however, was, Charlie Kirk, was the intervention aimed at preventing the nationalization of Iran's own resources. Yes. That coup disrupted Iran's democratic process, reinstated dictatorship, and sowed deep distrust among Iranians towards U.S. policies. This distrust deepened further with America's support for the Shah's regime, its backing of Saddam Hussein during the imposed war of the 1980s, the imposition of the longest and most comprehensive sanctions in modern history, and ultimately unprovoked military aggression twice in the middle of negotiations against Iran. Yeah. Pretty hard to argue this one. Like, yeah, we did impose the Shah to maintain control over the resources, and we did defend him, and we did defend Saddam Hussein in his barbarous war with Iran, and we have held sanctions against them for decades. It's pretty hard to argue with that, yeah. Yet all these pressures have failed to weaken Iran. On the contrary, the country has grown before the Islamic 30% in many areas. Literacy rates have tripled. Again, it's a translation issue, I think. From roughly today, higher education has expanded dramatically. Significant 90% revolution to over advances have been achieved in modern technology. Healthcare services have improved. Infrastructures developed at a pace and scale incomparable to the past. These are measurable, observable realities that stand independent of fabricated narratives. At the same time, the destruction and inhumane impact of sanctions, war, and aggression on the lives of the resilient Iranian people must not be underestimated. The continuation of military aggression and recent bombings profoundly affect people's lives, attitudes, and perspectives. This reflects a fundamental human truth. When war inflicts irreparable harm on lives, homes, cities, and futures, people will not remain indifferent towards those responsible. This raises a fundamental question. Exactly which of the American people's interests are truly being served by this war? Was there any objective threat from Iran to justify such behavior? Does the massacre of innocent children, the destruction of cancer treatment pharmaceutical facilities, or boasting about bombing a country, quote, back to the Stone Age, end quote, serve any purpose other than further damaging the U.S.'s global standing? Iran pursued negotiations, reached an agreement, and fulfilled all its commitments. The decision to withdraw from that agreement, escalate towards confrontation, and launch two acts of aggression in the midst of negotiations were destructive choices made by the U.S. government, choices that serve the delusions of a foreign aggressor. Attacking Iran's vital infrastructure, including energy and industrial facilities, directly targets the Iranian people. It's just weird. I understand. Again, like, I feel like a lot of people would have thought it unthinkable, even leftists, that there would reach... we would one day reach a point in time where the Iranian government was just infinitely more credible, honest, and intelligent than the American government, even on matters of American interest. You know, it goes beyond Iran being able to make a good case for its own existence. And now it's just like they know better for us, too, which they do, than our own government. That is absolutely true. Attacking Iran's vital infrastructure, including energy and industrial facilities, directly targets the Iranian people. Beyond constituting a war crime, such actions carry consequences that extend far beyond Iran's borders. They generate instability, increase human and economic costs, and perpetuate cycles of tension, planting seeds of resentment that will endure for years. This is not a demonstration of strength. It is a sign of strategic bewilderment and an inability to achieve a sustainable solution. Is it not also the case that America entered this aggression as a proxy for Israel, influenced and manipulated by that regime? That's also true. It's objectively true. The Trump administration admitted to it. Democrats and Republicans will treat you like an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist, but multiple Republican officials have said several times that the primary motivation for getting into this war was that Israel basically, you know, beleaguered us into it, sending envoys and state assets like Lindsey Graham and threatening to bomb Iran anyway without our help, which would surely lead to retaliation against our bases. Is it not true that Israel, by manufacturing an Iranian threat, seeks to divert global attention away from its crimes towards the Palestinians? Mm-hmm. Is it not evident that Israel now aims to fight Iran to the last American soldier and the last taxpayer dollar? Yep. The Israeli government did say that if we did a boots-on-the-ground war in Iran, it would not send its soldiers to help us. That is true. Shifting the burden of its delusions onto Iran, the region, and the U.S. itself in its pursuit of illegitimate interests? Is America first truly among the priorities of the U.S. government today? I invite you to look beyond the machinery of misinformation, an integral part of this aggression, and instead speak with those who have visited Iran. Observe the many accomplished Iranian immigrants educated in Iran who now teach and conduct research at the world's most prestigious universities or contribute to the most advanced technological firms in the West. This is actually kind of a bold strategy because a lot of the Iranian diaspora are like not great politically. Though their opinions have shifted over the past couple of months with regards to like aggression towards Iran. It's an interesting strat, I think. Do these realities align with the distortions you are being told about Iran and its people? Today, the world stands at crossroads. Continuing along the path of confrontation is more costly and futile than ever before. The choice between confrontation and engagement is both real and consequential. Its outcome will shape the future for generations to come. Throughout its millennia of proud history, Iran has outlasted many aggressors. All that remains of them are tarnished names in history, while Iran endures, resilient, dignified, and proud. Pretty good. Should have run it through the translate a few more times, I think. Buff out some of the errors, but, you know, by and large. Support for war is plummeting with Iranians, by the way. Yeah, makes sense. Early war views versus mid-war views. So over the course of a month, disapproval shot up by 17 points. That's crazy. I think there's something to be said about the fact that the U.S. has murdered all the eldest Iranian leaders and the ones who are left over now are younger and more online media literate than the whole. Yeah, for sure, 100%. I also think there's something to be said about the fact that they're just more literate and more intelligent than our leaders. It's true. Like, the average American politician is a used car salesman, a pedophile, Christian nationalist, incest-bred retard who got in through daddy's connections. The like genuinely, I so again, not to touch on, but hopefully not linger on another topic that we've been discussing lately on this stream about American literacy. I don't think anything here is difficult to read. I think a middle schooler should be able to read this, but I guarantee you the average MAGA cannot, and the average Republican politician could not. I guarantee you. I actually think if you handed this off to one of them, the average Republican politician in Congress would stammer over it, like a school child being asked to read a passage from a book that's beyond their literacy level. Is Iran capitalist? Yes. I mean, every country, by my lofty standards, every country is, basically. They have some state-owned assets. Why are we attacking Iran again? Israel wanted us to. Iran's recently been making strides in regenerative medicine, a field that would help everyone. I know this due to personal obsession on the subject. It's not just Iran. Like, hasn't Cuba developed a specific kind of cancer treatment that is not really available in the United States? They've done this in spite of the fact that they've been running on fumes. They don't even have fumes now, but, you know, lung cancer vaccine. Lung cancer vaccine. That's big. Now we can finally smoke, can finally leave those gay-ass water vapes to the side and get back to what we should be doing, which is smoking, you know, Camels, not cigars. Maybe if you're Cuban. Cigars are crazy. If you're smoking a cigar and you're not either A, in a gentleman smoking club, or B, literally on the beach at that moment with a gigantic straw hat and a, like, you know, Havana shirt or something, I think you're LARPing. And a mojito. What if you're Tony Soprano? So a big theme in The Sopranos is that he is LARPing. I think in the first episode, he's like, you ever feel like you got in after the party was over? Like, that's a big part. He is LARPing. What the fuck is LARPing? LARPing is when someone does something that you don't like.